Compass FM, and as I mentioned just before, you can't hurry the mayor of the Waimakariri around either. Morning, Dan.
Even though he's on time, Kiri, just 10 past 8, I think, is my slot. But anyway, your watch is clearly out. Just
obviously.
It's good that you're remembering our mayor of Waimakariri, though. Mari's husband, who'll be listening in at the moment, we're very happy about that.
Yeah, good on you, Dave. Thanks for
the
that.
To the first husband, Dave. Nice to... Hope you're having a great day, Dave.
Brilliant stuff. Look, there's a couple of things that we need to get into. And one of them in particular was a story that came up yesterday. Environment Canterbury Chair Peter Scott, he has sent an open letter to urging election candidates to think beyond Auckland and Wellington. Four areas his council wants prioritised: flood resilience, adaption to climate change, etc, etc. Was he out of line saying this in the media, or should he come to you directly and you and the other mayors of Canterbury?
No, Peter's fully entitled to put out their view, and look, the comments that we all actually agree with around ensuring that there's investment around flood resilience, particularly. Hayekan's facing a number of challenges with rule changes, which, you know, are impacting all our districts. So Peter highlighting that, I don't think does any harm. We've been highlighting that through working together as Canterbury Mayors, which Peter's a part of, but also in our discussions with political parties. We've been briefing all of them as we come into the election. So there may well be a statement that comes out from Canterbury Mayors before the election with the things that we prioritise, but we'll consider that together. But hey, look, I don't think it does any harm. And look, rightly raising that we need that investment in those areas. So I support that call.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, let's move on. You've been quite a busy little mayor out and about.
Not so little, Kerry.
Well, you're getting littler every day, Dan, just saying. But one of the things that you have been looking at is Ravenswood. Now, Ravenswood, it's been on the planning stage for ages and years and years, and it's growing and growing and growing and growing.
Yeah. They've all but sold 200 sections out there, so that's just how popular. So it'll be about 1,300-1,400 sections out there by the time it's finished. The thing that impressed me in meeting with Paul Croft, the Managing Director, yesterday was just the level of interest that they've had in the commercial area. There's 20 hectares that will be developed in that over time. I'm going to be opening and launching some of that in a few weeks' time. But as he mentioned to me, so there could be up to 1,000 jobs employed out there, which is great opportunity for our community, but also in order to have the sort of retail experiences that we'd like to have that mean we don't have to go to Christchurch and that everything's included here. When we were going through that process with Ravenswood, we were just careful as a council. We didn't want to see compromise in town centres, Ringura and Kaiap. And I think what we've achieved out there working with the developer is now a really good outcome, and I'm excited about it. I met with some residents from that had a social get together on Saturday night, and it was really I really commend them for that activity. Neighbourhood support was there, so you know, there's a real community spirit starting to develop there in Ravenswood, and most of the people I spoke to have come from other areas, Auckland or down south. There were very few that actually had a direct connection to the area, so it's clearly bringing in new people, and as a consequence, it's important that they're connected, and I commend Lynn and the crew out there for putting that together.
Fantastic. A couple of things real short, because I know that you're a wee bit busy. You were out at the Oxford Observatory on Saturday night. Isn't that a wonderful little asset that we have
amazing
in North Canterbury?
And Roel and the team out there, all volunteers, do a superb job. And look, I hadn't really looked through a telescope to that degree before, and I got quite a buzz actually as looking through it, and it's got huge potential. So they invited myself and other elected members to come out and to see the opportunities that exist if we were to support there being a dark sky out there. So we're in the early stages of that. But the thing that is interesting with that is its location, its proximity to Christchurch. It could be a real tourism opportunity. So look, if anyone gets the opportunity to go along to one of their open nights, I'd thoroughly encourage you to do so, because I found it fascinating.
It is pretty cool, isn't it?
It's awesome.
I've been looking through telescopes for quite some time, and it is just absolutely amazing. And the observatory, it's actually a wee bit difficult to find if if you don't know.
Yeah,
what
that's right.
It's when you're at the main street of High Street in Oxford, you turn at the bakery, which used to be Joe Seeger's.
It's Bay Road.
Bay yeah. Road, there Bay you go. Road, Bay Road. Yeah. It's about 200 metres up on the right behind.
Just past the entrance to the high school.
Yeah, yeah. There's a wee hole in the hedge. So
the reason it's difficult to find is they don't want to have big lights up so that you it obscures the reading that you get from the telescope.
Here's a thing that I'd like to put to the Waimakariri District Council, Dan, and you being mayor. Can we put just maybe a red light above the entrance there? And red's good. Red light is
good. I just hope it doesn't give a connotation of something else, Kerry. But
I don't think
anyways,
so.
Hey, look, lighting it up and some decent, some good signage. What a great idea. I'm very happy to support that. And we are working closely with Roel through our team and through Enterprise North Canterbury.
Yeah.
We really want to see them achieve what they want to do.
Brilliant. Hey, look, I'm an ideas man, Dan. I think you know
Well, you
that.
Should come spend some time in my office. I'll drop a few notes down.
Yeah, we can do that. You had some speech makers in town. What was it? From all over New Zealand. They were in North Canterbury. Tell us about
this. About 9 Lions organised a speech maker contest, and kids from all over New Zealand came there to put forward and participate in this. Gosh, they were great. I spent quite a lot of time there listening to and how they developed their arguments, and some passionate young people. Gosh, I remember being back at their age, I don't think I was able to speak as well as them or as passionately or as with conviction. So a country's in safe hands if they prospectively become leaders, and whether it's politics or industry leaders or whatever they do, the kids are passionate. The winner was a young lady from the Hurunui area, actually, and I just can't remember her name off the top of my head.
I'll ask Mari tomorrow.
Mari may well know, but she was brilliant. But the Lions do such great things, and that's again another great activity put on by the Lions here, and you know, involving young people, the future. And I think that's really awesome.
Brilliant stuff, Dan. I'll let you get going. Got a busy council meeting. You've got a scoop for us today before you head away?
No, Kerry, I don't.
No, you don't.
We've got a series of meetings today, but hey, look, all our weeks are busy, but Tuesday is our council day, so looking forward to spending time with my colleagues today to advance some issues and talk through some things that will hopefully get us. We've got quite a busy program as we move into the long-term plan, and so we're having some of those advanced discussions and positions on various things, so it's going to be an interesting day. You have a good one and have a great week ahead, Kerry.
Brilliant stuff. I will do, Dan, and I'm the one that wraps it up. You're not supposed to do that. So
I was just looking for the wrap, but I just thought, well, you know, maybe I could sit there one day and be the DJ and press all those cool buttons you've
Wouldn't
got there.
Wouldn't that be a fun time?
You look like an airline pilot.
We should organise an hour of Dan Radio here at Compass FM. We might actually.
That's one way for people to turn off.
Yeah, we don't want that. Dan Gordon, Mayor of the Waimak, thanks so much for coming, and we'll see you next week.
Compass FM. FM. FM.